This is Susan D. Brock Telluride, Inside and Out, speaking with artist, photographer, and bum coach, Nori Lupfer. She is teaching an upcoming class at Telluride's AHA School for the Art. It's called Transfer a Memory to Art, Solar Plate Etching. That takes place Tuesday, March 26th through Thursday, March 28th. Nori, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
So you have a rather interesting and what appears to be disparate background. So describe your growing up, the growing up phase of your life that would have led to careers in printmaking, photography, and the circus. How did those worlds come together in one person?
Well, I was going to school for photography and printmaking at Union College in New York. And at the end of my sophomore year, I received a call from Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus asking if I wanted to be a performer. And I jumped at the opportunity. I finished up my finals and jumped on a train in Kentucky and traveled around the country performing for the circus.
But how did they know about you?
Well, from my skiing background, one of my ski coaches in New Hampshire actually recommended me. So, they needed another girl because I actually had a girl get hurt. And he was like, I know the perfect person. Nori would love to do it.
Oh, wow. Interesting. So then what exactly did you do in the circus?
I did ski flips for the Max Air Blizzard Battalion. And there were five jumpers. We all had freestyle backgrounds. We started on a platform up in the arena lights and skied down a ramp covered with turf and soap and water, and then landed on a little wedge-shaped airbag and, did flips over about a 30-foot gap. And, and the first jump was kind of our showcase jump, and then the second jump, they lit the jump on fire, and the five of us came down, like, one after the other, and the last person had, like, little jetpacks coming out of the back of his boots, and so it was pretty spectacular.
Wow, it sounds amazing. And how long did you do that?
I did it for 2 years. I was alternating between going to school and doing the circus, doing summers and winters with the circus, and then coming back to school. And the whole time I was able to do, photography backstage and kind of capturing the lifestyle, being in the circus and all the different cities you travel to and stuff. So I was able to do independent studies while I was with the circus and then take it back to school and kind of continue working with the projects in printmaking. And I eventually ended up getting a Thomas J. Watson Fellowship to go travel around the world and photograph circuses in Russia and Brazil and Europe. And so I spent my year after college doing that.
Wow.
Quite exciting.
Okay. Very exciting stuff. So you had a gig for Garmin. Mm-hmm. Were you hanging out of airplanes?
I was actually hanging out of a helicopter with the door removed. And that was we were updating their Garmin's Marine database for the Marine GPS units, digital chart books, and Marine maps, as well as tourist pictures. And basically, I just flew in circles along the coastline, photographing every marina, lighthouse, harbor, and anything else to do with boating. And I had a GPS attached to the bottom of the camera, so we'd geo-reference everything. So it was really exciting. I was able to travel again in Europe, along the coastline of Ireland, Scotland, Denmark, and England, and then California, Oregon, Florida up to D.C. and the Bahamas. So the world from a different view, for sure.
And now you're in Telluride. So what brought you to Telluride in the first place?
The skiing. I grew up, I was coaching in New Hampshire, and my boyfriend was coaching in Utah. And we both were offered jobs with the Telluride Ski and Snowboard Club to coach moguls. And since we were sick of traveling across the country to see each other, this was kind of a meeting in the middle. And I also grew up competing with some freestylers from Telluride. So they were just really fun and interesting, and it seemed so wild and free. So the place always held kind of an allure for me. So
wonderful.
Gladly moved here.
How long ago did you move?
4.5 years.
Okay.
So it's my fifth winter.
So you talked about this. My next question had to do with ski. When did you learn to ski moguls, and you know, when did you learn to do that well enough to ultimately coach? So that goes back to your childhood, right?
Yeah, I grew up skiing in Water Valley, New Hampshire, and you know, I went pretty early on into freestyle. And then when I was 14, I made the U.S. ski team for combined, which at the time included moguls, aerials, and acro. And then, and I actually spent most of my time focusing on aerials. I really enjoyed the flipping. And unfortunately, at that time, they didn't have moguls incorporated with the aerials. So I would have loved to be a part of competition at that time. But I spent 5 years on the US ski team, and then got the call from the circuit. So kind of changed careers at that point.
Okay, perfect. So which brings us full circle. We're still in Telluride, so let's stay in Telluride and talk about AHA. So talk about the class. What is the basic idea for the class? Explain the concept in a little more detail. And who should come, and what will I learn if I do come?
Okay. So first of all, I guess my background in photography started in film, you know, spending hours developing the film, the prints, and so I really enjoyed, you know, spending the time, getting my hands, you know, dirty. And when with the digital age, I find myself dissatisfied with the instant gratification of clicking 1,000 pictures and just pressing print on a computer screen. And so through printmaking, I experimented with all these different techniques of photo transfers that kind of incorporated a longer process. And, you know, you get your hands covered in ink and come out with this fine art print, you know, I just found a lot more satisfaction in that. So with the solar plate etching, it's one of the easier photo transfers, and it's a non-toxic etching process using a light-sensitive, like, steel-backed polymer plate. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with the photography, you print out onto a transparency film and then expose the plate in the sunlight or in UV light. And so the darker parts from the photograph remain soft and the whiter parts harden up. And you actually develop the photo on the plate in tap water and just wipe off all the remaining material. And it etches into the plate at varying degrees that holds ink at those different shades. So then you cover the plate with ink and wipe it and run it through the printing press. And it comes out with these beautiful textures. I mean, it's the photograph. Definitely a lot of things kind of happen along the way, so it kind of softens everything. And so when you have the final result, to me, it looks like you're looking at a dream or a memory rather than just a photograph. So I really enjoy, you know, kind of taking the two different mediums and combining them together. And you're going through the whole process, going out into the community, you know, taking pictures, enjoying, you know, this beautiful springtime weather, and then taking it into the AHA and, you know, again, covering your fingers with ink and experimenting with different, you know, processes along the way. And then as far as who should take the class, really I think it's open to any level a photographer. I mean, you could just take a, you know, a family portrait that you really love and you want to make it into something, I mean, even a gift for someone. You know, it's a really nice way to do that. And, you know, so we'll go out and people need to learn how to use their cameras or work on composing photographs or work on subject matter or just want to try a different way of printing. You know, I think the class is open for all levels, from beginner to, you know, expert. Does that answer all your questions?
I think that answers all of my questions. This is the wonderful Nori. So this has been Susan Vibrock talking with Nori Lupfer, and she is teaching at an upcoming class at the Telluride AHA School for the Arts, again, Tuesday, March 26th through Thursday, March 28th. And it involves a combination of photography and solar plates and print etching. So if you're curious, or just curious to meet Nori with her extraordinary background, then call the AHA School for the Arts, 970-728-3886, and register. Nori, thanks so much for your time. It was fun getting to know you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.